The situation at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant remains precarious after several workers there suffered radiation burns while attempting to cool one of the damaged reactors. Although the extent of contamination remains unclear, the damage to farms and livelihoods is spreading. At one of Japan's busiest fish markets, Yasumichi Tanaka says the daily catch is dwindling.
Fish supplies from the radiation-contaminated regions have been totally halted.
Produce markets have also taken a hit. Retailers say some customers are avoiding all vegetables, not just those likely to be contaminated. International orders have also suffered. On Friday, China joined the growing list of countries that have halted food imports from affected regions. State TV says the banned items include milk products, fruit, vegetables, and seafood. In Singapore, where some Japanese foods are already banned, restaurant manager Connie Han says her customers are worried.
Consumer confidence is, yes, somewhat shaken, I would say, amongst some of the Singapore populace, but they can't be helped, I think.
And at another popular restaurant, manager Nakakita Yoshihiko says the menu has changed.
Possible is this, you know, the food come from where, and is this safe or not? Yeah, this is the major question. Yeah, so this is very easy to answer. This is not come from, you know, Fukushima. And since ABA check all the items, all the food is safe.
Canada, Australia, and Russia have adopted similar bans on Japanese foods. Health and security researcher Bill Dorote says more countries are likely to follow.
The reality is that the United States made the decision a few days ago, and it's almost inevitable that when a country that size has decided to act in that way, others will follow suit.
But an expert on the politics of energy says the danger of radiation-contaminated foods is greatly exaggerated. Charles Ebinger at the Brookings Institution told VOA that an average adult would have to drink a quart of contaminated milk each day for 1 year to receive the same radiation as one CAT scan. Ebinger says the one certainty is the economic damage to Japan's northeast.
That particular part of Japan is deeply dependent on agriculture and fish, so I think inside the Japanese economy you will see pockets of areas that have been exposed to contamination, see their economies hurt very much.
Many European countries have yet to announce bans on Japanese food imports. Germany and France have started screening food samples, but they say there will be no restrictions on Japanese food imports until the test results are back. Millar Sega, VOA News.